The executive director of the AJGA to tell us about the Wyndham Cup is Stephen Hamlin. Stephen, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
John, thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.
Well, oh, certainly. I was thrilled when I ran into one of your representatives last week down at the Players' Cup. And when we started talking about the event, I'm friends with the folks from Wyndham. They had me down at Augusta this year. So it all tied in beautifully that this was perfect timing to have you on. Explain to our listeners what the Wyndham Cup is.
Well, the Wyndham Cup, this is our 24th annual Wyndham Cup. Started in 1990 at Lake Nona. It was Tiger Woods' first AJGA event. The likes of Tiger and Stuart Sink and Brian Gay and many others played in that first event. And it's a East versus West, 10 boys and 10 girls from the West against 10 boys, 10 girls from the East. It's four ball, it's foursome, it's mixed four ball, it's mixed foursome and singles matches all in 3 days. We just had our morning matches, and it's West 5.5, East 4.5. It's very close. Kids are having a ball. And this bridge is out here. I don't know. Have you ever been out here, John?
I have. It's spectacular.
It's unbelievable. And the membership is just opening their arms to us, and the staff here is fantastic, and we're just having a great time.
Stephen, you said mixed four balls. I was under the impression you had two different competitions going on out there. Now I'm starting to realize it's 10 boys and 10 girls from the East playing 10 boys and 10 girls from the West all combined. Is that
That's correct. Accurate? That's correct. This morning it was four ball. It was boys against boys, girls against girls. But this afternoon it's mixed foursome. So we've got a boy and girl playing a boy and girl. And, you know, we did that to make sure that the boys understood that girls could really play, too. And I remember that first Wyndham Cup where Tripp Keeney was getting beat by Heather Bowie. Her name's changed. She's got married now. I can't remember what it is. But, you know, Heather was 6-under after 16 holes, and Tripp was just furious that this girl was taking him down.
Well, and the thing is, as the father of teenagers, at that age, they don't always mix well. I mean, that's an experiment that, that could go either way. Obviously, you guys have been doing it for a long, long time, but 16-year-old boys don't always talk and behave the way they should around 16-year-old girls.
Well, you know, I think these girls have developed a real respect from the boys because they can really play. You know, here you've got Allison Lee, who's won so many tournaments this year and played in LPGA events and done very well and have, you know, played in the U.S. Open and things like that. So these girls have kind of earned their respect from the guys. They really do get along extremely well. You know, they're a close-knit group, both sides. They got their chants, they got their cheers, and it's a lot of fun watching them.
Now, we're talking to Stephen Hamlin. He's the executive director of the AJGA. And I looked at your schedule, and I started to count the number of AJGA events that were going to be this year. And I thought at that point, about halfway through, it would just be easier to ask you because you start in January, you end in December, and a lot of weeks there's more than one event.
Yes, sir. We're going to be we're going to host 103 events this year. We run six tournaments a week, every week in the summer. And that's by design. Our membership, is all over the country. We've got members. We're going to have 6,000 total members from all 50 states in about, 40 different countries. And we're just trying to put tournaments in each region of the country every week. So participation for our members is less costly. We're bringing the tournaments to the kids, basically. So it's less costly. It's less travel for kids and parents and everything else because our mission and purpose is to give these kids exposure for college golf scholarship, and we want to make it as affordable as we can.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that because the knock on the AJGA 10 or 15 years ago was unless you're willing to spend $50,000 or $60,000 during the summer or during the course of the year, you couldn't afford to play it. Therefore, you weren't getting the exposure you needed. I'm looking at the week of July 22nd, and you have a half a dozen events in basically every corner of the country that week.
Right.
Was that part of the mission? Hey, let's make sure that everybody gets a chance.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've heard those stories, too, about it being so costly. But, you know, we put a program together as soon as the first tee was started. I was there in New York when it was announced, and I came back to my board and said, look, first tee is going to make golf more accessible to underserved kids. We need to be ready for this movement if it happens. And we created what's called an ACE grant program, and it's a financial assistance program whereby under the rules of amateur status, I can reimburse kids and their families for food, lodging, travel, entry fees, what have you, anything that's normal and customary to participation in an event. You know, we'll put kids that need it in private housing. I can give, our ACE grant is up to $4,500 a year annually. And believe me, there's families that without that, they wouldn't be playing on a national level, because our objective was to say, hey, you know, if you've got the talent to compete at a collegiate level, you know, there should be a path for you. And we've created that path through the ACE grant.
Talk about the participation during the school year. And I've talked to some kids who, I mean, basically golf is, as big a part of their lives, if not bigger than school is. But you basically run events all year long. Do you run them with school in mind? Do you try to do it on the weekends? Or?
Yeah. We are very careful not to host events. You know, we use a lot of holidays, a lot of weekends. If there's a holiday known to us, we use it. You know, Columbus Day, Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day. I mean, the kids are, you know, begging us for events to play in. And then we'll have a smaller field so that, you know, we can end the event, you know, quickly on Sunday. People can get home. So we work hard to try to avoid those conflicts with school.
Talk about some of your, obviously, if 1990 is the start, you have guys whose PGA Tour careers are almost over at this point, or certainly past their midpoint. How involved are some of the guys? I see Davis Love III hosts a tournament. Stacey Lewis, was it Stacey Lewis's name? Yeah, Stacey Lewis in Arkansas. Some of those people, Davis obviously never played an AJGA event. Talk about their involvement and how vital that is to what you guys do.
Actually, Davis did play AJGA.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember seeing him and his father. I was a golf professional at Innisbrook, and Davis showed up with his dad, and I was just, you know, fascinated with his ability as a junior golfer. But, you know, here's a funny story. Willie Wood, our first player of the year in 1978, attended our year-end banquet last November because his son, Hayden, was a first-team Rolex Junior All-American, and Willie was sitting in the audience clapping for his son.
Really?
How cool is that?
That's awesome. I did not realize that that you guys had been around for that long, and quite frankly, I'm stunned. Having played, I mean, I lived in North Carolina as a kid, still do, and was able to play a golf tournament basically every week during the summer without having to drive more than an hour. And I would assume that a lot of those tournaments are now AJGA events.
Well, Carolinas, they have a great program. They've got a junior tour just for the Carolinas kids, and they do a great job. And, yeah, we've got a number of tournaments in the Carolinas. That's a very generous, North South Carolina, very generous with their golf courses and what they try to do for juniors.
Yeah, I know you have a few events, including your AJGA event that Mark Brazel runs, the FootJoy at Sedgefield, where in the past a young man has earned an exemption into the Wyndham. I don't think that's the case anymore for obvious reasons, with that being the season-ending event of the year on the PGA Tour. But, I mean, boy, what an incentive for these kids.
Yes, you know, Mark did a great job in putting that all together, and it has changed for this year. But we do have our event in Puerto Rico with Sydney Wolf, and mm-hmm. Puerto Rico extends an invitation to the winner for their PGA Tour event in Puerto Rico. So the kids still have some opportunities to play well in junior golf and see what they can do at the next level.
I actually played last Wednesday in the Players Amateur Contestants Am with a former winner of that tournament, Matthew Neesmith, and who played, played in the Wyndham last year. And I actually talked quite a bit to him about the AJGA and was fascinated by the whole thing and that where you guys have come from and where you are now. Talk about the future. Where do you go from here now that you guys have created this system that clearly has the attention of every Division I coach in the country?
Well, we're just trying to serve our membership. We listen very carefully to the parents and juniors as to what they want to see. And as an example, John, we created last year an event in December just for seniors who were unsigned. And we think of our mission and purpose, trying to give kids exposure to college golf. What we have found, there's some kids, whether they played baseball or football or basketball, maybe got hurt or maybe just decided, you know, I've had enough with that, I'm going to turn to golf. They're kind of late bloomers, but they're athletes, they're talented, and they just got a late start. This event is for those kids. And we did it last year at the same time the coaches' convention was going on in Las Vegas. And it was a huge success, absolutely huge success. I mean, kids that just didn't have anywhere to go caught the attention of some coaches' eyes and got scholarships offers. So, you know, we're just going to continue to try to service our membership as best we can, whether it's tournaments, whether it's unique formats. You know, we're high on pace of play, which, you know, has worked out really well for us. We're probably going to average about 419 for the year. So there's a lot of work to do.
You had a kid who played AJGA and now has become the youngest winner in 84 years or 83 right. years on the PGA Tour, and he's not yet 20 years old. What do you remember about Jordan Spieth's years on the AJGA?
Well, I mean, we knew, you know, our slogan is we knew these kids before they were cool. But Jordan was one of those kids that just fell into that. When you saw Phil, when you saw Tiger, when you saw Paula Creamer, when you saw Morgan Pressel, I mean, you knew there was something very special about these young people. Not only from a skill set, but from a mental confidence, strength of character. I remember when Jordan played in Colonial and did so well at 16, he came back to an AJGA tournament. They had a media day because people wanted to interview him, and he said, "Yeah, I think I can compete out there at 16."
And so, he was right.
You know, and here he is, 19 winning. So he was right.
Isn't that amazing to you? Do you see others? I mean, obviously you guys go below the age of 15. Do you see, and I'm not going to ask you for any names because I don't think that's fair to you or the kids. But do you, as the administrator of the AJGA, do you see some of these kids coming up that you're like, you know what? That kid has something that I saw in these guys when they were 12 or 13 or 14 or 15.
There are. There's talent everywhere. It comes from all four corners of our country. And, you know, that's why we have tournaments, you know, all over the United States, because we want to try to expose these very, very talented young men and women to college golf coaches. Again, that's our mission. That's our purpose. And, there's some supremely talented young men and women coming up through junior golf right now.
Yeah, it's amazing. It seems like participation is down, but the level of play among those who participate is higher. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know what's happened with the AJGA starting in 2000 when the economy struggled. Our membership kept increasing. We've hit a membership high all-time high for the last 4 years. 4 years in a row, we've hit an all-time high. So I think a college golf scholarship's more important than ever with a difficult economy. So the fact that we've stayed true to our mission and helped young men and women get to college golf with that scholarship has helped grow our membership.
Yeah, it's very cool. And obviously, it's become the place to be for these kids. And can you share with us, I know every kid that's there this week at the Wyndham Cup and every kid that tees it up has visions of playing on the PGA Tour. You and I both know the numbers. That's not going to happen. Can you share with us some stories that you've seen of guys or girls who had a lot of talent, played Division I, and then went on to other things and still support the AJGA?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, and I don't think I adequately answered your question, but there's so many LPGA and PGA professionals supporting us, giving back. We're very proud of them for doing that, whether it's Hunter or Davis or, you know, Annika and just Stacy. It's just, it's tremendous. But, yes, there's some wonderful stories of a little girl by the name of Jenny Tangdefy Buntana. From Thailand, and her and her brother played. They lost their parents at a very early age and kind of had to fend for each other. But Jenny went to Stanford, played on the golf team, was pre-med, got her pre-med degree, and then went to University of San Francisco for medicine, and is now a doctor. You know, it's just we see kids that, you know, this game of golf is so great. It teaches them so many wonderful life disciplines that are skills that they'll carry with them, you know, in their life, whether it's business or golf or entrepreneurial endeavors or what have you. A lot of success stories out there beyond golf.
Stephen, I have an idea for a show in the off season of the PGA Tour, November and December. I'd like to do a week concentrating strictly on junior golf. Will you come back and join me then? And will you let me utilize your office leading up to it to pick some guests and to pick your brain? I want to give our listeners, so many of them are parents of younger kids who have fallen in love with the game. I want them to understand exactly how they go about the process of fostering that and giving their kids the best opportunity.
I'd be delighted to. Anytime we can help those that are trying to, you know, it's a very complicated world, this world of college golf recruiting. There's so many rules, so many regulations, and to your point, I think it's wonderful that you would have that as an objective, because anytime you can clarify for these parents the proper path, the proper road, the proper timing of things, it's critically important. So, yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, I mean, I'm friends with so many guys who are and girls actually who are college coaches now. We'll get some of them on. We'll get some of your people on. We'll get some folks from even more local chapters and even the first tee, and just try to give an entire week to this particular aspect of the game and growing the game and growing the dreams of these kids. I'm excited about that prospect, and I'm thrilled that you and I got to speak today, because I think that's going to be a great week.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. Happy to help.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the Wyndham Cup. If you want to shoot me a note or have somebody shoot me a note, or if there's a website that I can keep progress, I will let people know how things are going out there.
Well, if you go to ajga.org. and then go to FootJoy Live Scoring, and then go to the Wyndham Cup. You can watch the progress of all the matches.
Fantastic! Yeah, it's live scoring.
Live scoring.
Really?
Yeah.
The AJGA is where it's at. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, John. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. That's Stephen Hamlin. He's the executive director of the AJGA.